Volunteering to do your Medicare paperwork, it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. Are you eyeballing this Medicare podcast, boy? It's a dog-eat-dog world, and he wears milk-bone underwear. It's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Why, thank you, Drew McMillan, you crazy Canadian, you. Hi, yump and yemeny, it's another episode of Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast, and our announcer just announced me. So this is Doug Jones, your Medicare expert for today and forever, I hope. We are coming to you from two different areas. We're coming to you from the wasteland, the winter wasteland of Illinois. And my buddy Randy is in the warm, sunny Arizona desert right now, and he'll be joining us just as soon as his dog finishes hyperventilating. You can probably hear that in the background. Anyway, we're here to help you get over the hump when it comes to Medicare. A lot of people approach Medicare trepidatiously, and we want to make that transition from normal life to Medicare life just a little bit less scary. Most people don't need to be afraid of it. And frankly, some people who are have good reason to be because they have very convoluted situations that recall or that call for special advice, special expertise to advise them as to when to do things and what to do things. But that doesn't apply to about 90% of the Medicare enrollees. For most of us, the path is clear, but often we need a little nudge, and that's what we're here for, to provide that nudge. So by means of the book, Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020, which is going to be replaced very shortly by the 2021 edition on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, as well as the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast and the magnificent website, MedicareForTheLazyMan.com. But most of all, I like to do the 30-second explanation of what we're all about here. So Randy will probably push a button at some point, and you will now listen.
Medicare is complicated. Medicare can be confusing. Medicare is no fun to study. Will you know what decisions to make when Medicare time arrives for you? My name is Doug Jones, and I wrote a book to help you figure it all out. Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020. It's on sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Also, you can download and listen to my podcast, Medicare for the Lazy Man, wherever fine podcasts are given away free of charge. Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever.
Okay, see, that wasn't that complex, was it? So, let's bring Randy in. Randy, turn up your mic. How you doing?
I'm here.
Excellent.
Oh, How are you? How are you?
I'd like to think I'm fantastic, but I know better. It's good to see you again.
Now, I can see a grin forming on your face, and you know why?
Well, what, you know why the grin is there? Or?
Yes, I do. You can see the end of living in Illinois for a while, starting
January
in January.
January 2nd is the target date. And as I've been telling people, January 2nd is enshrined right now on my calendar. I have my 2021 calendar, and it's actually pushed off the book, getting the book published, because leaving for Arizona is more important. But that night, I plan to sleep in the car, sitting up, so that when we're ready to go, there will be no delays.
Now, are you going to keep it running all night, just so you don't have any trouble starting
it? I got a choice between keeping it running or keeping the garage heat up to 72. I decided on the garage heat because I can adjust that remotely as I'm driving down the road.
Oh my! I can see you when you start towards Arizona on that wonderful day. I can see, now, not metaphorically, I can see sparks on the road as you leave, heading for Arizona.
Well, there is no joy and celebration until we cross the Mississippi River. Once the car wheels touch that Missouri soil, then that's when the sighs of relief happen. Because if the car breaks down and we're still in Illinois, that's like a That's a loss. Let's just go back home with our tail between our legs and start over again. So once we're across the river, that's when it becomes a real adventure.
Oh, yeah, I can tell. You know, I forgot to start our clock today, so I think the people are going to get a little bit of extra time today.
Well, you know, something they don't pay for extra time. They get it all for free, so hopefully they'll enjoy that, but they'll miss the crickets. The crickets won't be coming in when expected.
I know. I'm going to shorten the time down just so they can hear it, but I do have another concern I need to share.
Well, lay it on me.
I spoke to a relative of mine back in the old country.
Mm-hmm. The old country being what? Omaha? Nebraska?
Omaha, Nebraska, yeah. And her name shall remain nameless. Right. However, her kid, who shall also remain nameless, sold her a Medicare Advantage plan.
Okay, first of all, how old is the kid? I mean, I'm picturing a, you know, third grader.
Well, he's actually an adult and married.
Oh, okay.
But if he's not going to live any longer if he keeps selling Medicare Advantage plans to my people.
Well, here's the good news that we can share with your friend who shall remain nameless. Was it a friend or a relative?
Relative.
Oh, relative. That's even worse. Wow. I'd smack that kid around. Jeez.
I'm heading that way now.
Well, here's the good news. That relative of yours, within the first 12 months that she's stuck with that Medicare Advantage plan, is able to change to a Medicare supplement, no harm, no foul, no health questions, and it's going to be just like she just turned 65, as long as she's within her first year. Otherwise, she's going to have to answer some health questions.
All right, so that all sounds wonderful. It's not that easy, though. Let me tell you the bad part of the story.
You mean the bad part was not the Medicare Advantage plan? There's worse?
Well, yes, it gets worse. So then I ask her, because I am, you know, a semi-knowledgeable person now because of the knowledge that you have, stuffed into my head.
You know more than most people.
So I said, okay, so... let's call her Laverne.
You couldn't think of a single syllable name. You couldn't think of like Pat.
Let's call her three syllables. Let's call her Laverne.
And I people said, Laverne. Wonder why we go overtime all the time because you make it up. Murgatroyd.
Actually, that's her last name. Laverne. I said. So what? You just told me that some person just sold you a Medicare Advantage plan. I said, so what were you on before that? Oh, I don't know. I think I was on a G. I go, you were on a G and you traded it in for a Medicare Advantage plan? I mean, okay, so that's like you had a Corvette.
Yeah.
And then you went down the local street and said, oh, I'd like to have that beat up Volkswagen.
Right. Right.
And then here's the worst part. Okay, so
there's more?
Oh, there's more. There's more. So this Laverne has some pretty unique drug needs. And now I said, I can talk to Laverne in such a way that I probably wouldn't be able to talk to anyone else. I said, Laverne, that was a huge mistake. you just signed up for a huge mistake.
Yeah.
But she said, well, I'm waiting to see what the drug plan covers. And I said, okay, why? Because I found out she has some pretty unique drug requirements. You know, like she's paying like $850,000 a year for drugs. I'm being a little facetious.
Yep.
But you know, there's some serious costs going on there. So she doesn't even know what this freaking drug plan that came with the Medicare Advantage plan covered.
Well, we can close our eyes and tap our heels together and hope that it does a good job for her. But if it doesn't, then she cannot change her drug plan without eliminating her medical coverage and going back to regular Medicare. Well, there's a drug plan built into her plan, so it's a one-size-fits-all Medicare Advantage with drugs, I'm assuming. MAPD is what they call it. So if she doesn't like the drug plan and it's costing her another $850,000 this year, she's kind of screwed unless she bails out of the whole thing.
So let me ask you this. So being the good relative that I am, I sent her your link to, you know, scout out the costs, potential costs of other drug plans.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she didn't know that that was possible. I said, oh, yeah, it's absolutely possible. Here, follow this link. And she hasn't gotten back to me, either that or, you know, she died of a cardiac arrest after she looked at it. I don't know, after she figured out what her prescription drug plan was going to be under the new Medicare disadvantage plan. So she hasn't called me back. But here's my question. Given the fact she was on a G, she got coerced onto something. Oh, by the way, and then so let's say that a year from now, you know, all hell breaks loose and the Medicare disadvantage plan has crumbled and, you know, she knows it's a joke now. What all does she have to do to go back?
Basically, applying for a Medicare supplement plan doesn't do it by itself. With the Medicare supplement plan, which does not include drug coverage, she's also going to want to have a separate standalone prescription drug plan, which we call a PDP. Her applying for that cancels out all the other stuff that she did.
Okay, so she will be able to go back within a certain period without, let's say her health, you know, went right down the toilet.
In the first 12 months on a Medicare Advantage plan, the government knows you might have serious regrets. And so they have said you're allowed to buy a Medicare supplement without any health questions.
Here's the way I described it to her. Laverne, I said, you know why they let you go? That's when she mentioned, oh, I can go back. And I think she said 6 months. And I said, well, it's actually 12 months. But I said, you know why they let you do that? Now, this is the way I described it to her. It was pretty technical. I said, the reason they let you do that is because it sucks.
Well, did she understand that?
Well, she didn't want to admit that she understood it, but I believe she did.
Okay. Well, I'm guessing that her purpose in even considering this was twofold. A, because her son suggested it, and B, because it was a lot cheaper than
her. Oh, yeah,
G.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, frankly, if she wants to come back, we ought to steer her towards our new company that we've been using. In most states, it is the least expensive available, and we got to steer her into that high deductible arena.
Yeah.
High value. Yeah. If she likes inexpensive, then a high value Medicare supplement is the only way to go. A lot of bang for very few bucks.
I thought I caught her in time, Doug, but she goes, well, actually, she led me to believe when I was initially talking to Laverne on the phone that, you know, there was still hope to save her from jumping into the jaws of fate.
Yeah.
She goes, well, actually, it's too late. I already signed. And I go, I shouldn't say this, but I thought, oh, my God, you know not what you do.
Well, here's the thing. Yesterday was the cutoff. Yesterday, we still could have reached out and saved her because all she had to do was fill out one of those applications for a standing prescription drug plan, a standalone prescription drug plan. That would have canceled out all the other crap, and she would have been good to go. So,
I tried to save her, Doug. I tried my best.
Well, here's the good news. So many people scramble to get out of those plans that the government said, you know, 52 days a year is not long enough to handle the demand for unhappy Medicare Advantage clients. So let's do it again. So they do it from January 1st to March 31st. So if you want to tell her that she can get out of her Medicare Advantage plan anytime in the first 3 months of the following year, then she can do it. And when the time comes, if she says, yes, I want to get out because I don't think my drug coverage is very good or whatever, then we can I can help you with the details.
Cool, because I still want to pull her from the jaws of defeat.
Yeah, here's the reason why you want to do that, because if she's your relative, she's going to be knocking on your door once she's spent all her money in co-pays, co-insurance, and all the costs that a Medicare Advantage plan is going to stick her with. If she ever gets sick, she's going to be living on your couch and, you'll be buying her meals, and you don't want that.
No, I don't. I didn't know her to be, you know, terribly, into high priced drugs, but unbeknownst to me, she has some bizarre drug. I can't remember the name of it. That's very expensive, and there's no generic for it, and it's something to do with being a diabetic.
Oh, okay. Well, You know, I can't say for sure that she would pass the question and answer thing, but if she's been with her Medicare Advantage less than a year, she ought to be able to get the Medicare supplement of her choice, and we ought to be able to get her into good coverage that she can keep the rest of her life. You know,
good, because I'm going to keep after her, because otherwise, she, like you say, Doug, she's going to be on my couch.
We might have to take her son out behind the woodshed and, teach him a little come to Jesus with him.
Yeah, we do a lot of training out behind the shed.
Well, there you go. Well, now that we've got her on the right path, I think you've got a clear path ahead to help her improve her situation. I thought for Medicare today, I would talk about a subject that I get a lot of questions about, but it's hard for me to think of it as critical or important. And in reality, it's important stuff, but people don't like to buy insurance coverage for it, and that's dental coverage. But I get asked an awful lot, what kind of dental coverage does Medicare have? And the fact is that Medicare itself doesn't provide any sort of protection for dental stuff. I mean, not even cavities. The only time you're going to get money from Medicare for anything related to your teeth would be if you have a disease that causes your teeth to fall out, and something other than rotting gums or whatever, or if you have an accident and for one reason or another, your mouth has to be reconstructed. Otherwise, coverage for regular dental cleanings, exams, filling of cavities, extractions and implants and all of that stuff, crowns, bridges, all of that stuff is not covered by Medicare. And so many employers provide that coverage for their employees that a lot of people seem to think it's like a right of life in America, but it's not, because somebody has to pay for that stuff. Now, if you have a whole group and you are covering them for dental, it's a lot less expensive. The dental coverage, the dental carrier, doesn't charge all that much per person in a group of people, because some people barely need dental services. Their teeth are rock solid from day one. Other people ignore their crying need for dental services. So within any group, there are a lot of people that just don't spend much money. So dental insurance in a group situation is pretty inexpensive. And then your employer providing it as a fringe benefit will defray a lot of that cost. So people leave their jobs thinking that dental insurance should cost like $10 a month. And when they find out in reality that a standalone dental plan is available, they say, well, good, sign me up for that. And then we have to say, well, here's what it costs. And when they find out the cost, they often are nonplussed. How's that for a word? Perplexed.
Nonplussed. Is nonplussed, yes. Is nonplussed the same thing as a minus?
It is not. It is not. Nonplussed is not the same as minus. It's more like the same as confused. Why is this stuff so expensive? So what I like to do is explain it in front of, you know, an audience of thousands rather than one at a time. But everybody, most of the people who are leaving jobs at big companies say, I want dental. You know, what's the dental coverage like on my Medicare supplement? There is no dental coverage. And so therefore, I got to tell you, you have to buy a standalone plan if you want to continue to have dental coverage. And in the world of Medicare, you have to pay for that standalone plan. Now, I used to try to help people, and it got really, really confusing because I'm licensed in all 50 states plus the District of Columbia. If somebody called me from Timbuktu and said, hey, I want to get a Medicare supplement, I can help you out. I want to get a prescription drug plan. Well, I can help you with that too. And then they say, I want to make sure I have dental, vision, and hearing. I used to be able to say, oh, God, please don't mention that to me. Can you stay with your company plan? Can you go on COBRA with your company plan? And after those questions, I would just hope that they didn't want to buy any product from me, because it was too difficult for me to deal with the things like the dental network that their former plan might have had. My dentist is in so-and-so network, and I want to keep using my dentist. I don't want some stranger sticking his hands in my mouth. So I can understand that, but I don't have access to all the dentists and all their networks in such a way that I can help you get. So, you know, call a local insurance broker. Well, then they're talking to an insurance broker who says, by the way, what are you doing for Medicare supplement? Jones, I know him. You don't want to do anything with him because he just recommends those high value plans. So I don't want that to happen. So now I've finally found a dental product that will solve the problem. It doesn't have a network of dentists that you have to use. It has a network of dentists that you can use voluntarily, but if your dentist is not in that network and you still want to buy dental insurance, this policy will allow you to go to the dentist. They will defray some of the cost, and you do not have to have a network dentist working on you. You can go to your same old dentist, and they will pay part of the cost. So basically, we've got in this policy dental benefits. Nothing handles implants, so don't even ask me about implants, but the bridges, crowns, cavities, cleanings, x-rays, and all that stuff. In the first year, they pay like 60%. In the second year, they'll pay 70%. In the third year and thereafter, they'll pay 80%. The annual maximum benefit can be your choice of either $1,000, which would be pretty low premiums, or $1,500 or $3,000. It also includes hearing coverage and vision coverage. And in the case of hearing coverage, there's a 12-month waiting period for new hearing aids. There's a 6-month waiting period for vision coverage for eyeglasses and contact lenses. For dental, many of the dental procedures, there's no waiting period. And there's a $100 policy deductible for everything that you do under this policy. The only waiting period for dental I see is for major services. You have to wait 1 year before they will pay for any bridges, crowns, full or partial dentures, full mouth extractions. Oh God, Randy's talked about that. That takes, probably the biggest expense there is all the booze you have to drink.
I was going to say, do they include the bourbon?
Yeah, no, that's not included, not even mentioned here.
Oh, darn it.
So you've got to bring your own bottle of bourbon. Anyway, so I just wanted to tell you that if you are contemplating asking Medicare for the Lazy Man to talk to you about your Medicare supplement options and how much money we can save you with our high-value Medicare supplement plans, if you're interested in dental coverage, we have a way to address that need as well. It's not cheap. I can tell you what the costs are going to be. Now, this is dental, vision, and hearing all wrapped up in one policy. If you are age 65 to 74 and you have the need for this policy, you're going to be paying $38 a month for a $1,000 annual benefit. If you want to kick it up to $1,500, your price would be almost $50 a month. And if you want to really bounce it up to $3,000 for an annual insurance benefit, you're talking $64.50 a month. Once you cross 65 to 85, you are looking at substantially higher monthly premiums. And this is guaranteed issue. Anybody up to age 85, I believe. So it's not like you have to prove your good health or your recent dental cleaning history or anything like that. So it's a solution to people who ask about dental coverage. It ain't cheap, but it may be the thing for you if you have an interest in that sort of broad coverage, dental, vision, and hearing coverage. So that's my spiel for today, Randy.
Is that your shtick for today?
My shtick is, what happens with the world's toughest man, the toughest man in America? You probably know who he is.
That's Chuck Norris.
That's right. And I like to avail myself of Chuck Norris facts every once in a while. This is my shtick. Chuck Norris does not own a stove, an oven, or a microwave because revenge is a dish best served cold. So that's a little out there. I'll give you one short one. Chuck Norris does not sleep. Chuck Norris does not sleep. He waits. So.
Oh my gosh. That's, I love that. I love
that. Well, anyway.
As you know, we're running out of steam here, Doug. Today you timed it almost perfectly.
And that's without any crickets. So.
You had wound it down before the crickets started, so I was able to catch the crickets before they started.
Might be an idiot savant, or just an idiot.
Well, is there one related to cricket catching?
If there
is,
I'm not aware of it. But I'm just always happy when I can when somebody tells me I've done something well. I bask in the glory. So,
you know, that concept of idiot savant has always intrigued
me. Imagine how the idiot savants feel.
The one fellow, I'll tell a short story. I always have to tell a short story and then we'll sign off. But there's a fellow that is able to calculate. Have I told the story about the fellow that can calculate amazing amounts of mathematics?
Am I
going to
hear the word
head?
Chisholm bop anywhere in here? Okay.
No. This is way, way beyond Chisholm bop. You can give this fellow any manner of, you know, mathematic calculations in his head, and he does it all in his head. And they ask him how he does it, and he says, "I can't explain it to you, but when you're telling me these numbers, I see colors floating around in different forms. And when I get the answer, all the colors have coalesced into a pattern. And over the course of the years of dealing with this type of thought process, he then can interpret that pattern and colors into an answer."
Does he wear a hat?
I didn't see him with a hat.
My next question was going to be whether the hat was made out of tinfoil or not, because.
Yeah, well, he's one of the he's one of the Reynolds.
Oh, there you go. Well, see, then my next question would be, can he tie his shoes effectively? A true idiot savant has trouble doing some of the daily activities of life, but yet they can
that's
be
right.
genius in other areas. So, well, that's fantastic
right.
to hear how somebody's head creates the wherewithal to deal with math problems. I don't understand how that works, and obviously nobody else does either.
I find that amazing. And there's one other story. I don't know whether this guy is probably not a savant, but he's one of these guys that loves to get Guinness Books of World Records. Uh-huh. Have I told you about the reciting pi?
Yes. And this guy has it memorized for like 6 hours. He can tell you the different.
Well, he's got it memorized like to 32,000 digits. Well,
that's more than 6 hours.
It takes him 14 hours to recite it.
Yeah. I would say that that guy is not a big hit at parties. Would you?
No.
Would you like
can
to
you
know
imagine?
What I could do?
No. Bill, move on. No. Don't. You're not invited, Bill.
And how about his parents?
Bill?
You know? What's your son doing? Oh, reciting pi in his room. You got a job?
Can Bill find somebody to pay him for that. Can Bill come to the party? No, you know, you don't want Bill there.
let me ask you, do you need to know what pi out to the 32,000 digit is? Because we can bring Bill if you need to know that.
I'm pretty, you know, my entire life, Doug, I've known what pi was.
Yes.
But, you know, I've done pretty well just knowing it was 3.1416.
That's right.
I didn't need the other, you know, 29,000, you know, digits. It
well,
made no difference.
Apparently somebody does, otherwise they wouldn't exist. let's leave it to those pi experts. And frankly, I don't know, if somebody pays them for running pi out to 30,000 digits, then...
I'm telling you, it's a crazy world. And right next to him in the Guinness Book of World Records is the guy with the biggest afro.
And the two are on opposing pages or facing pages?
I don't remember. I'll have to look. I love the Guinness Book of World Records because you'd be surprised what people try to gain a world record on.
Yeah, well, I got tired of it after a few years of being enthralled by it because I realized that they can be gamed. They can be scammed. And
yeah.
I don't, frankly, if I can't take it to the bank, then I'd rather not take it at all.
Yeah, oh, no, I get it. I totally get it. Totally get it. Well, we have run out of steam. We need to thank the audience for joining us today.
Thank you, audience, for joining us today.
We really appreciate it because without them, what would we do?
Well, we'd be talking to each other, and we can do that any old time. Here's the thing. The new book is coming. If Randy, you know, and if you want to get the new book out here faster, then send Randy some encouraging email at our podcast mailbox, dbj@mlmmailbag.com. He would love to have you encourage him to work faster on that book so we can get the 2021 version out sooner.
Doug is working me like a dog over here. I can't believe it. Damn it, Christmas.
So anyway, thanks for joining us today. We'll talk at you next episode. Bye-bye.
However, I got one more thing to add. Oh,
God, here comes the five-minute litany of my accomplishments. This is so embarrassing.
You have to go to even though the 2021 version is very close to the presses, don't stop buying the 2020 version, because we would very much like you to have that version and roll right into the 2021, because it's going to be a series, and you're going to want all of them on your bookshelf.
That's true. The 2021 ends with a cliffhanger. And if you want to know what the conclusion of that cliffhanger is, you got to buy the 2021 book.
That's right. So anyhow, thank you so much for joining us. We are going to pull the plug for today, but without my litany of titles for Doug, I'm going to say, you have spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the kid from Oklahoma, the sole proprietor of the MedicareForTheLazyMan.com, the real deal, and the only kid at the age of 6 that asked for an insurance man's outfit for Christmas.
Bye.